Phoebe?
Neil, I'm definitely not going to outer space with you. Why don't we try the Four Seasons at Punta Mita? Neil, now it's time for an Ask the Expert segment, and today we're going to be talking with Randy Broberg, our intellectual property guru. Randy is a partner with the law firm of Allen Matkins and was recently named one of the best intellectual property transactional attorneys by the San Diego Daily Transcript. Welcome, Randy.
Hi, Barbara. Hi, Neil.
Randy, I read that Apple Computer recently sent cease and desist letters to two companies for using the word pod in their product brand names. Apple seems to claim that Mac5Products.com, which sells the Profit Pod, and TitePod, which makes a laptop protecting cover, are infringing on their iPod trademark. What do you think about this, and what does it mean?
Well, it's pretty amazing to watch these big companies sometimes use their bigness to threaten people. And in this case, Apple has a lot of trademarks. They've got iTunes and iMusic and iMac and iPod. And what they've been doing is they've been taking regular words in the dictionary, and then they attach the letter I to the front of them and make them their trademarks. But what's really amazing about these latest cases is they're going after people who aren't using iPod, but just pod all by itself.
So, Randy, what are general rules for being able to trademark a word?
Well, you know, Apple of all companies should know this, and they most certainly do. A word can be a word that anybody has the right to use. So, say, for example, if I'm in the Apple business, I have the right to sell apples and call them apples. But Apple can become a trademark for computers or rock and roll music as a brand. So you can have a real word that's really in the dictionary, and you use it in an arbitrary way that's not what the word means, then you can get a trademark on it. Now, pod means a little like a container. And so what they did was they added I in front of pod, which makes it a made-up word. And what they're trying to do now is to get the registration or a trademark, they add the I, but then to go after people, they act as though the I doesn't matter.
So is it possible that you could trademark a word or think that you own a word like entrepreneur?
Yes, it's certainly possible. But what you can own is you can own the word's essential meaning. It's generic or descriptive use. If for entrepreneurialism, you know, you shouldn't be able to have a monopoly on the word entrepreneur. If you wanted to sell cow manure under that name, then perhaps you could get an exclusive monopoly on that right.
Some of what we people have accused us of in the business of cow manure.
Randy, thank you for joining. I'm there for you, baby.
Okay, thank you.
Phoebe, as you know, the baby has some very strong feelings about patents, trademarks, the patent office, and the arrogance, as Randy properly says, of monster large companies just pounding and taking advantage of a system by virtue of the process, meaning it costs a tremendous amount of money to litigate. It takes 10 years, and people sometimes just walk away to avoid the pain and aggravation. It isn't right, but it's a sort of an example of browbeating the little guy by using a bludgeon. It's not just it's bludgeoning the little guy with their size.
Yeah, I agree. And the big company has so much money, and the little guy gets intimidated. It's not a good use of the system.
And Randy makes the point. It's unseemly to think that you can own a word, the word pod. I mean, for example, Barbara, I don't think you can trademark the podcast, the word podcast. Some of our other discussions that we've had where we talk about how people have been able to get patents on stuff that are obvious. And using the system to sort of beat the system strikes this baby as unfair and inappropriate.
Today we